Blog Talk Radio.
Hush now, don't you cry.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astro Mind 2012. I am your host with Roy. Roy, are you there?
Yes, Adrian, I'm here. And again, we want to welcome back all our longtime callers and listeners. And we're looking forward to another great night of Astro Mind 2012. And what's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
Well, I'd like to talk a little bit about these droids that we've been seeing on YouTube, looking at them. And they almost look human, you know, and I was looking at this fish that they made. It looks like a real fish. It's designed like a real fish, and it swims like a real fish. And it's a robot, and it's a big fish, and it has a camera on the bottom of its chin. And I'm just wondering what your view is on that.
Well, I think that's, you know, very interesting, you know, the technologies are so advanced right now that it don't surprise me one bit, you know, what they're able to do with these technologies. And main thing is, you know, what are they using them for, and hopefully they're using them, you know, to help people and not to use them, you know, in a bad way of hurting or maybe even killing somebody. What's your view on that, Ada?
Well, I think eventually what will happen is they'll use it in a bad way, and because they have a lot of money tied into it to use it for the military and the police. And if we continue with the wars and the military and the police, you know, where they can't do their job, and eventually they want to do away with a lot of expenses, so they're going to put their expenses in a such a way that they're going to use it in using it for a robot to do their dirty work. And, you know, and that's some will be used in a good way and some will be used in a bad way. And I think the bad with that is there's going to be a lot of pros and cons, and a lot of it's going to turn bad, because once they do build them, you know, that any machine can turn on you. And because, like you said, it doesn't have no feelings or emotions or nothing like that. So,
and that's interesting, because back in I think it was either the 70s or 80s, there was a movie that came out, and it was called Westworld. And what the movie was about these robots that they made, and they played as characters in each world that you would visit. And, you know, these people would pay large amounts of money, like if they wanted to go back into the time back when, you know, there was, you know, cowboys and Indians and guns and outlaws and everything, where they would take these people into these places or realities or whatever. And the whole thing is, it was great and everything, but the robots started turning on the people and started killing them. And they didn't have
Wow.
no control over them.
Wow.
And what do you get from that?
Well, I think anything can turn bad, you know, really quickly, and anything can get out of hand. Just like the saying goes, if you play with Mother Nature, you know, Mother Nature's not to be played with. And that goes with technology. Technology is not meant to be tampered with, and especially in the wrong intentions. I think it can easily turn bad, and probably will go bad, you know. And so I think people should be cautious when it comes to technology, and use it for the highest good. And if they don't, then, you know, that's where everything just becomes corrupted and turns bad. You know, and just like, why would the fish have cameras on them? Why would these insects have cameras and little flying droids, you know, little spaceships or little, you know, butterflies or whatever, grasshoppers. You know, they can make droids look so small, but yet have a camera pointing at you so that they know exactly what's going on and they know what you're doing.
And that's interesting. You know, we know that a lot of these outside organizations or private, you know, they want to know what's going on, and that's why they want to invent these so that they could spy on people.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, don't surprise me one bit. You know, the main thing is they want to know what's going on all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
In which they're doing right now.
Yeah. And I think, you know, by doing that, it's just taking people's rights away and a lot of our freedom away.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, see, anything that starts out good, and then it becomes corrupted.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the same thing will happen to a lot of our newer technologies.
Oh, yeah.
What's your feelings on that?
Well, that could be very possible because they're coming out with all kinds of different kinds of droids. They're coming out with machines that are so powerful that could almost be like a tornado. And a machine that can transform into a tornado, I mean, watch out, you know, that makes you think that they can use that for the military and they can wipe out a whole squad, or they can even make a droid that can spit out acid or whatever. I mean, they can make droids just like Transformers, you know, but almost more advanced than Transformers. I mean, they can make droids that, you know, just anything you can think of, you know what I mean, that they can use for evil purposes.
That's true.
As a weapon, anything could be used as a weapon, though.
That's
another thing you got to look at.
Part of it is the intention behind it. I mean, it's really not the weapon, but what are they trying to do with these devices, you know, with this technology?
Exactly.
You know, who are they trying to hurt or even kill?
Exactly. And I think that's where we're at.
Yeah.
And it looks like we do have some callers.
Okay, let's go ahead and invite some of our callers.
We got one caller from the 919 area. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, and what's your name and where are you from?
My name's Becca, and I'm from North Carolina.
And we're glad you're able to join our show tonight. And how can we help you?
I have a question. I was just a relationship question. I was just got in a big argument with someone and just not sure where, why and where it's coming from. And any possible ways of, you know, fixing it.
Well, what my guides are telling me is we're just on the edge of coming out of the Mercury retrograde. You know what that is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a lot of communication, you know, is lost during that time. So is this something that's been coming for a while, or is this just happened all of a sudden?
I feel like it's been, well, we haven't been together that long, just 5 or 6 months. But yeah, it kind of surprised me, and that's why I'm not sure why he was behaving this way and doing the things he was doing.
Would it be possible that this could be an energy blockage?
Possibly, yeah. I mean,
because I could do clearings with my chart.
It actually is something that has, you know, it has reoccurred, not in this situation, but in other situations.
Oh, okay. And how long has this been going on?
A week or two, a week, less than a week.
And when did the retrograde start?
I thought it ended maybe yesterday, and I think it was 3 weeks before that, maybe.
Actually, it ends on the 25th.
Oh, it's still going on.
Yeah. So I'm thinking that if it started between the beginning and still going on during the retrograde, then it could just be the retrograde. But if it's something that was happening before the retrograde, then it's an energy blockage.
I feel like it was just like a week, maybe a little longer. It's just the past 5 days have been really weird, or 4 days.
Uh-huh. So
but, you know, at this point,
on.
I don't know
so
if she, you know.
If something's been going on before the retrograde?
Well, I mean, ever since, well, it's hard to tell. Just the past few days, it's been very weird.
Okay.
And damage, you know, I mean, certain damage has already been done. I just don't know if it can be repaired.
You know,
okay.
My guides are telling me that this has something to do with the past relationship that he had.
Oh.
Yeah, how did that end?
He was with her about 5 months, and she was cheating on him and embarrassed him and, you know, disrespected
mm-hmm.
him.
Because I'm getting he's still holding on to some of those emotions that he felt from, you know, when the way that relationship ended.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, yeah.
Main thing is he's got to be able to deal with that and find out, you know, that and let go of that relationship so that he can move forward with you. It's not about you. It's about how the relationship ended with her and the feelings that he had, you know, when that relationship ended.
So he still has an attachment.
Yeah, he still has an attachment.
So that could be an energy
block.
Exactly,
he was recently spending time with. Or is that someone else?
Say that again.
I think he was just recently had seen someone within the past 2 days.
So there's somebody else in the picture?
Well, I don't know how involved, but
I could look in my chart and see who was involved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does have an involved chart. Okay, let me grab that and find out who was involved. Because there could be somebody else involved.
And I don't think he knew. I'm intuitive, so I don't think he realized I could call him out on something.
Yeah.
And I think it really caught him off guard, and then, I mean, it just kind of escalated.
So, let's see, who was involved? It definitely was a woman. Let's say it's a female. It's going to mate.
Pardon?
It's a female mate or something.
Is that somebody from his past? A female from his past?
I wouldn't think... I think she's involved with someone else, but I mean, it would be probably just a friend, and he was at a party, and they were doing drugs or whatever, and something like that kind of scenario.
Mm-hmm.
But it's more likely that it was just like, you know, school friends, like they went to school together and they know each other. And
mm-hmm.
Well, it sounds like he's not being totally honest with you. That's just the feeling I get from it.
I mean, is it repairable, or, I'm just not sure, like, where he stands. You know, he's being, of course, defensive right now. But he just did start talking to me about it, and I just, like, does he want to be in a relationship, or does he want his freedom? You know, I'm trying to figure that out.
I'm getting that he does want his freedom, and right now he don't know what direction to go.
Yeah,
he does what he wants.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do feel that he wants to work it out with you. It's just that he's being thrown in many different kinds of directions, and he doesn't know what way to choose. Like, he needs needs like guidance. He needs something that can guide him in one direction instead of 12 different directions.
Is he? You say that you're intuitive. Is he a spiritual person?
Not so much.
Not so much. And what my guys are telling me, is that the kind of person that you are?
Yeah.
And what draws you to him?
I don't know. I'm just drawn to him. I mean, not for, you know, I mean, not, I'm not expecting him to be a life partner or anything like that, but
mm-hmm.
I would still like to, I was interested in still carrying on a relationship.
Right. Because what I'm getting is that he don't know what he wants.
Well, yeah.
And he wants his freedom, that's one thing. Because it's almost like he has a ball and chain on his leg. But he don't know what the ball is.
Okay.
And I guess that's the best way to describe it.
So you don't think he'll be trying to work things out?
No, not right away. And you know, and you can't judge him. This could be something that could be caused by the retrograde, because what happens is a lot of people who are negative during the retrograde, it just multiplies that, makes them more negative.
Yeah.
Kind of affect.
So this could turn around, you know, after the retrograde.
Okay.
Which is on 25th.
Pardon?
Yeah. Yeah, which is on the 25th. It ends on the 25th.
But
yeah,
he could even
spill
over for about another week also.
Yeah.
Seen that happen.
Yeah, it's like coming off a high.
Yeah.
It's like you have your highs and then you have your lows, and coming off, it's worse than coming on it.
It's like we're discussing it and we've been texting, and he's just kind of, you know, back and forth, and it's just confusing.
Yeah.
Like he'll say, oh, the situation was one way, but then he'll go back and admit that it wasn't, you know, I don't know, confusing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hey, Donna, what does the chart say for this relationship happening, you know, in the, you know, what's the percentage?
All right. Shows the percentage of this relationship working out. Hmm. 50%.
So, you know, again, you know, this has a lot to do with the retrograde, that things can work themselves out, and, you know, where you and him could be in a relationship, or stay in a relationship.
50% has a lot to do with balance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that means you have to be in a balanced energy space, which you're not, because we're in
mm-hmm.
retrograde, of course.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So once that balance comes in, then you'll have the balance to proceed.
Okay.
Another thing I want, my guides want me to tell you is that if you want this relationship, you know, to get stronger,
yeah,
then you need to burn a candle.
Okay.
Do you know much about candles?
Yes. Uh huh. Yeah, I've done work with them. And, yeah. No.
And what do you get from that, Adra?
Well, I think she should light a white candle to clear out the space of cleansing, and then a black one to banish all the bad things you don't want around you, which, you know, his negativity, he has to banish that.
Yeah.
Or either that, or he needs to carry around a smoky port.
Okay.
Because like Roy says, he's attracting all that negativity, and that's what's affecting him.
I mean, I know it's not, you know, meant for a long-term relationship, but, you know, I still would like to finish it out. I don't think it's finished out.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
And that's why you feel
because there's
so
a big,
something.
He's 20 years younger than me, or 19, so there's like a big, you know, that's a big confusing factor in it, everything.
Well, the main thing is, you know, the emotions that you have between each other and, you know, and where do you want this to go? You know, do you want it to go to the next level? You know, and that's, you know, the choices that you have.
Yeah. I think you still have a lot of unresolved issues to work out.
Yeah. Well, and so do I, by the way, you know. So.
But you can work on them together. You know, that's why you were meant to meet, because God only gives us what we are meant to meet for a reason, and there's a reason why you're together.
Yeah. Yeah, it's now, and it was the first time, you know, after the long-term relationship I was in, I waited, you know, a year, and, you know, this is what, you know, came up after that, and that was a 9-year relationship, and then took a year off, and now, you know, this.
So I think, I honestly think that he's trying to reach out to you.
Pardon?
It may not appear that, but I think he's trying to reach out to you for help.
Yeah.
I mean, it may not appear that way just because you want this and you want that, but despite the things that you do want are the things that is not what God wants.
Yeah.
He wants you to clear his life. He wants you to heal him.
Yeah.
Lead him on the spiritual path.
Yeah.
And you need some kind of mundane in your life, because if you just had all spiritual, then it would be boring.
Yeah. No, and I know what I'm there to supposed to guide them with, too, so. Yeah. Okay, well thank you for your help.
And we thank you for joining us tonight, and we need to move on to the next caller now, Adra.
Have a good night.
Yeah, but good night.
Callers right now. Are you there?
Adrian, now do we have another caller?
That's all the callers.
Oh, okay. And what's the message for tonight, Ethan?
Well, I think the message for tonight is to let people know that that there's a reason behind everything, that things that they can't see, and that has to do with, you know, with relationship, and you know, there's a reason why they came into their life, and you know, despite what we want to see or how we want to control the situation, is out of our control, so we just give it up to God. You know, like, just like I can't control the fact that I don't have the fundings right now to take care of my financial situation, but I just give it up to God because it's out of my control. So if we learn not to control certain situations and learn to realize the only thing we can control is ourselves and the way we think, then we just let God take control. You know.
That is so true. Main thing is we have to remember that, you know, we're all going through something, you know, in this life, whether it be finances or, you know, emotions or even relationships. Main thing is, you know, we just have, like you said, you know, you have to give it up to God. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, and allow, you know, God to show us, you know, the right path, and that everything that God has for us has to do with timing.
Because God is in control.
Yeah.
I mean, he's our captain, so.
Yeah. We're just passengers on the ship. He's the one.
He says the turn. He'll turn.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like being on a ship, on a cruise. You know, you have no control over the ship. But who's the captain of the ship?
Yeah.
You know?
The main thing is we have to just enjoy ourselves while we're on the cruise.
Yep.
We might
there's
times
sick.
You might hit rough waters, but you just have to ride it out.
I mean, you'll get seasick, you'll get emotions, you'll get, you know, like you said, you'll get rough waters, you'll get tidal waves, storms, you know. And I was reading, I was listening to a song, Casting Crowns, you know, how we were talking about that. It was talking about, like, I will get past the storm in my heart.
Yeah.
Well, what it means is I've been hurt, and
mm-hmm.
the storm in my heart is my hurt. So if we look past the storm that we're going through in life, we give it up to God, then we learn to not take control. We learn to let go.
Right.
And that is the biggest thing that people have a hard time with, is learning to let go and give to God.
Right.
It's surrender. Surrendering is the hardest thing for people, because everybody
Absolutely.
Wants to be in control.
And that's interesting. What's one of the reasons that stops people from being hypnotized?
Control.
That's losing control.
They have a hard time letting go of control.
Yeah. And just going with, naturally, going with the flow.
Yep. And seeing if you don't go with the flow of the waters, what happens?
It's going to knock you down.
Exactly.
And that's, you know, where we all have to remember that, you know, we're not in control. We are all just here for an experience. We, you know, we're all passengers, and we have to be in gratitude every day of our lives.
We're all in it for the ride.
Yeah. Until, you know, we all return home.
And that's one of the things I can agree with Maxwell when he said to that lady, she said, are you the type of person that likes to be, that likes to control everything?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I used to be, but now the only thing I can really control is myself.
Yeah.
And Maxwell said, no, the only thing that you can control is your way of thinking.
Yeah. And that's all we have to do is just change our way of thinking.
Yeah.
If there's a situation or something that's not working in our lives, we just have to change our way of thinking.
Yeah.
And that is so easy.
When we learn to give it up to God and let Him take control of the ship, then He'll lead us in a good direction.
Yeah.
He'll lead us to the promised land.
And that's interesting, because, you know, we all have intuition. And that's, you know, the godlike, you know, part of us. We just have to follow our intuition. Wherever, once we connect with it, it's going to guide us in the right direction each time.
Do you remember that story in the Bible about Joseph?
Yeah.
And Laman and Lemuel?
Yeah.
And you remember they wanted to kill his brother?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you remember the Liahona.
Yeah.
And the Liahona was given to them so that way they knew what direction to go, because God gave them the Liahona, which was the compass. It was like the golden compass.
Wow.
But it was called the Liahona.
Mm-hmm.
And the Liahona is actually still in the museums now, in the Zion Museum, which Laman and Lemuel could not use it because they were wicked.
Oh.
Because they wanted to kill their older brother, and God didn't allow it. And He told me and Lemuel, if God wanted it to be dry land, it would be dry land.
Right.
All I'd have to say to that ocean is be dry land. And that's what God would make be. So, in reality, we make things a lot harder than we really think. If God can do that.
Yeah, like I've always told you, it's, you know, we are our own worst enemy.
Yes, we are.
And a lot of that has to do with our way of thinking.
And our faith and our trust.
Yeah. Well, we don't have the faith, if we don't have the trust, then that's when we work against ourselves.
Well, let's put it this way. That lady, when she was crying and I was telling her about her mother, I had no clue what I was seeing when I saw broken glass.
And now the whole thing is these visions were not coming from you. They were coming from a higher source.
They were coming from spirit.
Yep.
Whether you want to call it the consciousness, which is the Holy Spirit, we don't know. because we know the Holy Spirit is always present when God is present, and when God is present, that's when the way is present.
Yeah.
So wherever the way is present, that's where we're present.
Yeah.
Because we coexist with that reality, that energy.
Well, we're all connected to the way.
Yes, we are. And that's another message for our audience, is learning to get out of the matrix.
Right.
And by getting out of the matrix is what? Letting go of control.
Yeah.
Because what is matrix? Control, rules, and restriction.
Yeah.
So this is what I say to everyone. Let go of your control. And just allow.
Yeah.
Let it go. Give it up to God. You have no control over your life.
No.
If God wanted to take your life tomorrow, He will.
Yeah.
He is the giver and He is the taker.
I mean, it don't matter who you are, what status you have, you know,
That's
how
right.
much money you have in the bank. None of
That's
that.
That's right. Let it go.
If God says it's time, it's your time.
If He wants to take a life, He will.
Yeah.
He gave us life to experience and to co-create.
Yeah.
And He gave us choice. And that is something that Satan would never give.
No.
And that's why he's so jealous of us, because we have choice.
Yeah.
We don't have choice anymore.
No.
He lost that privilege a long time ago.
Well, he lost that when he became a son of perdition.
Yes, he did. That's why he lost
the privilege.
Because
he was there. He knew.
It's because he wanted control.
Yeah.
Just like we all do. We want control. We want domination. We want power. We want greed. It's always edging God off.
Yeah, that's the ego.
So, and that is not the way. That is the matrix.
Yeah.
The ego is the matrix.
Yes, the matrix.
So, what is ego? Ego is learning to let go and God. Let God.
Yeah.
That is the way you defeat the ego, is letting go and just let it go.
Yeah. Let go and let God.
Let go and let God. And
yeah.
That's where we let God make that decision.
Mm-hmm.
If you're dragged into court for no reason at all, because you have to pay a loan back, that's up to God to decide.
Yeah.
That ain't up to me to decide.
No.
If He wants to throw me somewhere where I don't want to be, that's up to God to decide what I learn.
Mm-hmm.
I have no control. I have no control what in the world.
But if God says, I've cleared your debts, you can go and rejoice now.
Exactly, because He creates miracles.
Yeah.
So if I learn to let go, my God, He'll create the miracle.
I mean, you remember in the Bible when Jesus was talking to one of the soldiers, and the soldier came to him and asked Jesus if he would do a miracle on one of his servants. You know, he told him, you know, just go home and he'll be, you know, he'll be, his health will be restored.
And, every person that Jesus went to,
we just have to have that faith. You know,
every person that Jesus went to, what was the first thing he told them? He told them basically to believe. Are you there? Hello. Looks like we lost Roy. Let's go ahead. Go ahead with the next caller from the 901 area. You're on the air.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you? Where are you calling from? What's your name?
Mrs. Tennessee Lowe.
And how can we help you tonight?
Well, I'm just listening and just wanted to hear what you all had to say. I'm just dealing with some situations myself that's causing me some agony, and I really actually would like to have a reading, so I don't know if I don't think you're doing that tonight, but, you know, I'm just listening to the show.
With that message that we were giving out tonight, how does that relate to your situation?
Well, every time I get into it, it upsets me a lot, and it impacts my speech. So I don't want to even go into it, but the message was great because I know that God is in control of everything. And I don't know how to explain it at this moment, but when you talk about the Almighty, I know that He's controlling everything that I do. So it's just a matter if I just let go and let Him.
Right.
I may not be letting go like I'm supposed to, because I still worry a little. Mm-hmm. So I'm bothered by that.
So are you the type of person that likes to be in control of other things outside of your life, or are you the type of person that likes to be in control of your own way of thinking?
Oh, wow. I like to be in control. I would like to be in control of the other way I think, but I'm not sure if I'm in control of my thinking either, because I get a lot of time. Lately, I've been confused about a lot of things, so I know that's the devil right there. So, I don't know. I mean, I know, but I still am just confused about a lot of things that has happened to me. Because I always question, how did this happen? Why is this happening? Why did this happen? And I know it happened for a reason, but, you know, I don't know.
Right. There is always a higher plan.
Yeah.
The main thing is what have you learned from not being in control of things that you can't control?
Well, what I've learned from it is confusion to me. It's very frustrating.
Why is it frustrating?
It's frustrating because I'm not in control. I'm not. I mean, it's inevitable what's happening, but I'm just not in control, and I'm upset about it. So,
what do you want to be in control of?
Well, I would like for the attitudes to change. Would like to change some attitudes because I feel there have been intentional lies been told to do what they did, was able to do. And I wish I could somehow reach them to talk to them, you know, and tell them my side. But when I think about it, I said, I don't know if they give a care one way or the other, you know.
Right. Well, I think what frustrates you is not the fact that you're not in control. It's the fact that there are things that are affecting you that you're allowing to affect you that are unresolved issues, and you feel like you have to resolve them yourself, in which your higher self tells you to surrender, which is really frustrating to you for you to do because you feel like there's this part of you that wants to be in control.
Yeah.
But you're out of control, but which is more healthier for you to be not in control and just go with the flow of things, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's what mostly just affects you. You know, unless you're a control freak, you know what I mean?
No, I'm not at all.
So, but there is a lot of control freaks, you know, and there's a lot of people that have a hard time letting go of either the past or learning to forgive. That's one thing that a lot of people have a really hard time with, is forgiveness.
Yeah. I talked about that while I was driving tonight. Lord, I said, I don't want anything to happen to anyone, but I said, and I want him to take this frustration and anger away from my heart. And let me be able to deal with whatever I'm forced to deal with. You know, I've been praying about that because, you know, I'm very upset about what they've done to me. I'm very upset about it. You know, and
mm-hmm.
So it's causing me not to be, like, I should be writing something tonight, but I have been unable to even write it. And because the head is so confused about, what should I say?
Right.
Yeah. So I just
What we need to find out in the chart is what are these negative emotions that you've been feeling or what you've been experiencing so that we can make the corrections.
Yeah.
Let's see. That's what we need. We need to do a cleansing for you.
Right, that's what I want.
Okay. So let me see what you've been experiencing. The negative emotions that are being experienced is okay, so it's saying you have some unresolved issues. A lot of sadness and grief. And going to forgiveness, forgiving yourself and others. Saying you have a lot of trust issues, is that true?
Trust issues? Yeah, probably. I don't trust everybody.
Okay. Well, everybody would count with a lot of trust issues that you have, so because we're all interconnected, and if you don't trust one person, then you don't trust anybody. That's just the way it works.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of fear. There's been a lot of envy and jealousy around you. A lot of disappointment. So we need to see to what degree is this negative emotion that she's experiencing. About 50%, so that's not too bad. So it's kind of balanced. So let's go ahead and bring up the vibration of the 70 and go ahead and clear that. Balance her chakra energies. You might feel this for a minute. I'm clearing, making the clearing for you. Go ahead and lock it into place. Okay. So I just did the clearing for you.
Okay.
To get away those negative emotions out of your emotional energy space.
All right. Okay.
And I'm going to check your chakras.
Okay.
Okay, so it's saying your heart chakra is out of balance. Your spleen is out of balance. And your throat's out of balance.
What's that last one? The last one was what? It's out of balance.
Your throat.
Oh my God, yeah.
That's at 30%. See if you have any leaks in your aura. Okay, so it's saying you don't have leaks in your aura. That's good. So I'm going to go ahead and close those out and then make the corrections for you.
Okay.
Bring it up 70%. Go ahead and balance it out, patch it up. Clear the energies, balance the chakras. There you go.
Hmm.
All right, and go ahead and lock it into place. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and reopen your chakras.
Okay.
So that, your heart, your throat, and your spleen is balanced.
It's balanced.
So how do you feel? Mhm. How do you feel?
I should feel something. I don't know yet. I don't know yet. I'm hoping I feel better. Right now I'm just a little down, but when you, I don't know.
Are you feeling kind of drained?
I am very drained, but, you know.
Yeah, you'll be feeling drained for a couple of days. Drink a lot of water.
Okay.
And make sure that you're dehydrated.
Mm-hmm.
And get some sunlight.
And do what now?
Good. You need more vitamin D.
Oh, okay.
Let me check your vitamins. Do you take vitamins?
Well, I'm not taking them like I'm supposed to. Not at all. I take them every few. You know, I don't take them like I should. I just get a vitamin B shot and take a vitamin D every once in a while.
And how's your immune system?
I'm thinking I have an issue going on, but I don't know.
Let me see if there's any other problems going on with your body.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else? Saying you have some subconscious blocks.
Which say?
You have blocked arteries, and you have blocks in your subconscious. And it's saying here that you have very negative subconscious.
Very negative self-conscious?
Yeah, negative thought patterns.
Okay.
So you need to change. You need to change your thought patterns.
Okay.
Let me see the percentage on that. So that's at 20%, so you really need to boost that up. Let me go ahead and boost that up for you.
Okay.
And then up to 70%. Balance it out. Go ahead and lock that into place. There you go. That felt better. Anything else? Any other corrections? Anything with
I'm hoping it works because I definitely needed a cleansing. So.
Anything emotional?
Oh yeah, there's some emotional issues. Yeah.
It is going emotions.
You said what now?
Okay, so it's saying you lack self-love, self-worth, esteem, and deservability.
Okay.
How was your childhood?
I mean, my childhood was good to me. I mean, I didn't really have a bad childhood, but.
Let me check the percentage on your childhood.
Okay.
50%, so that's balanced. Good. So your inner child is good. No need to work there. It's just that you're having a lot of emotional issues going on.
Right.
Mostly, you need to change your thought patterns. You need to listen to more positive things.
Okay.
Like, you need to stay away from anything negative on TV or anything negative that anybody has to say or reading books that are negative. Just try to stay with the positive, at least for a while, and then you can go back to the negative, but you just need to change your thought patterns.
Okay.
So that you can see your subconscious positive things.
Okay. So.
And feed your inner child positive things, if that's what your inner child's lacking.
Sam, wait a minute, say that again.
I said feed your inner child positive things, because that's what it's lacking.
Okay. So, and I do that just by reading a lot of positive information.
Affirmations. Chakra balancing, meditation, yoga. If you could sign up for yoga, that'd be really good for you.
Okay.
Self-hypnosis, prayer, taking a bath with a light candle, soaking in the tub, just anything that your inner child can resonate with that will bring up, that will lift your vibration. Relaxation, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, I do.
My biggest thing is, like, trying to get my body rest. Like, I don't get enough rest. Because
yeah.
I'm constant thinking. I'm constantly reading, and I'm constantly, you know, my mind's very active.
Right.
But I have to keep it active. If I don't, then I could easily fall in depression because it runs in my family.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm not working right now, so that's really hard for me.
Right. Same. Same here. I've been off for a while, and, you know, I've been off for a while for no reason. So.
If you don't keep your mind active, yeah, you can fall into that trap really easy.
Yeah, I think I did, though, but, yeah, I understand.
So, and you know how easy it is to fall into depression.
Mm-hmm. I do.
People don't understand it until they're there.
Right, they don't understand it. I can't really do anything. I wanna be able to write, you know, some things in the morning so I can get it off, but it's been hard for me to even do. So, which is
do you
crazy.
Have a hobby?
Well, I like writing. I like writing poetry and stuff. I can write a portrait, but I can't seem to write this what I need to write. It just will get, my mind will get really confused if I begin to try and write it.
So you have a hard time with focusing, or?
With what now?
You have a hard time concentrating?
Yeah. Focusing directly on what I need to get.
So you might need some medication for concentration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't always have to be natural, but if that's what your higher self needs, then that's what you need.
Okay.
You need to talk to your doctor about that.
Okay.
Or a counselor or something. You need pills to focus.
Right. Mm-hmm. Going.
Because you might have a slight case of ADD.
Yeah.
Let me check my chart and see if you do.
Okay.
Have you been diagnosed with it?
No, I haven't. But I've been diagnosed with something else that I'm pretty much really ashamed, but I'm understanding what exactly it is. That never had that problem. What is it? Post-traumatic stress disorder.
Okay. So I have a slight case of dyslexic and ADD. And it's saying that you also have, you're not dyslexic, but you are ADD.
Okay.
So you need medication for that.
Okay.
And that is a disability, so you can draw Social Security with that.
Oh, okay.
So you need to see a psychologist or something and let them know you think that you have ADD, and if you get tested for it, and I don't think you've been tested for it.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, you got it.
Because I didn't know what that is, so I don't know. I mean, I've heard about it through the TV, you know, about children, but I don't know. I know that there's something is going on with me, and I don't like it.
If you could sit there and you're trying to write poetry and you can't concentrate and your mind is racing off,
yeah,
then that's a sign of ADD.
Okay.
You have a hard time concentrating.
Right, I do.
How do you do around children?
I think I do very well around them. They love me, and I'm around my nieces and nephews a lot, and they depend so heavily upon me because I'm the aunt that really just take care of them, and so I don't have the funds that I used to have to take them places like I would like to, and that's bothering me as well.
How do they affect you? Do they affect you, like, to the point where you get frustrated, or do they affect you where they make you happy?
They really make me very happy. They don't frustrate me. I enjoy them so much. They take off the stress. Sometimes but the stress comes on because I'm stressed about what has happened to me, you know.
And the reason why I bring up children is because I was sitting here in my kitchen one day, and I was cooking, and I looked at this, I found this toy that I used to play with when I had a cat, and I started hearing children's voices in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And that happened to me this morning. And
wow.
That was my guide saying that I need to be around children for healing.
Right. Yeah.
For my ADD.
I understand.
So that I can concentrate.
Right. Yeah, I understand. I do.
I don't understand that, but
I do. I don't know how
to explain. I guess that
maybe
they help you concentrate.
Right. It does help you because it's like you're teaching them things and you're helping them to develop, and I don't know. And you're having problems, but they don't really recognize it. But, you know, I just enjoy them a great deal.
But they are healing.
Yeah, they are.
Mhm. And they do bring joy into my life when I'm around my nephews. They do.
Yeah. Right.
You know, I recognize that.
Yeah.
But I have been, like, I heard that, and then I've been smelling smoke in my apartment. There's a spirit around, there was actually a fire here.
Mhm.
Just right now, like, I just smelled it. It's like a burning smell, like a smoke.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I checked all my wiring. It's nothing. It's just, and I don't smoke. But ever since I moved in here, that's all I've smelled.
Wow.
And it's not a stench. It's not like, you know, demonic or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was watching that last night, The Conjuring, and they were talking about the difference between smelling smoke and smelling something that's demonic, you know, because it's a stench, you know.
Right.
And I know the difference because I've smelled it, you know, and my senses are very keen. And, I'll just give an example. I did a reading on a lady. And she was crying because I told her about her mother, and her mother, she was really close to her mother. She passed away. she had cancer.
Mm-hmm.
There were some things that her mother didn't tell her, and I told her that. I said, there are things that she's holding from you that she don't want me to know. She's very secretive.
Mm.
Turns out that mother was bipolar, and she killed her son because I saw a baby boy in her hand, and she was crying. And I told her, I said, did she have a boy? And she said, no. She said, but I had a daughter. And I said, did you have a miscarriage? She said, yes, I did. And she started crying.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, I said, well, you need to check your family history and find out what's going on with this boy. Come to find out, she finds out that she killed her son.
Wow.
And I told her, I said, you will know her presence when she comes because she stepped on a piece of glass in the kitchen, and you'll see plates flying down, busting, and she woke up one morning, and the plates were on the floor, on the ground, and she stepped on she stepped on a plate and cut her foot, and I told her to be careful with that.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
But everything I told her, it came to pass.
Yeah. Yeah. That's interesting. Wow. I can feel
I'm in touch with that dimension. I mean, I'm in touch with those dimensions. Not so much the mystical. Well, I have been in touch with those dimensions, but it's been a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I used to see trolls. I used to see angels. I don't see them as much anymore, but I do, because I don't do as much channeling anymore like I used to.
Right. Now, when I was growing up, we used to be shown a lot of stuff on the walls, and it's crazy, but, you know, on the walls now, my sister and I used to be shown things on the wall, like what, like we would see Jesus Christ, how he was sitting at the table, and he would throw the table over when they were selling, you know, items and stuff at the church, and I can remember that. And we saw slavery. We saw so much on that wall, and I remember getting up trying to go to the next room to wake up my mom and my dad, and they wouldn't wake up. So the next morning when I would tell them about what happened, they would say, oh, you ate too much sweet. You know, they would tell us we ate a lot of sweets, but all of us would see the same thing, you know. And so it was so much that we used to see in this particular neighborhood where we stayed. So it's crazy. But I think we have, you know, the people who lived in that environment have a story to tell because, and I wonder about my life a lot. Does it have a lot to do with the way I am? I'm very curious about that. The way I, you know, grew up, is that why I'm the way I am? You know, I just feel like sometimes I'm a very strange person. I don't know. Because I'm very much a strong person, very strong-minded, and I don't know. Sometimes I wonder about myself.
Yeah. Well, that could be, that could be what triggered it. Hello?
Could be a what now?
I was just saying, I think that's what could have been what triggered it.
Oh. Yeah, it's very strange.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
I think that's where you got it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of our gifts are inherited.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they are, sometimes they're not.
Yeah.
But a lot of them are inherited, just like we inherit certain mental disorders and different things. We can, you know, like bipolar, like you can inherit that from your family too, and depression, because it's in your
yeah.
genes.
I don't remember my mom and my father being depressed. You know, I'm sure that they probably were, but, you know, because, you know, we grew up, but we didn't know we was really poor. You know how it goes. we had the things that we needed, and not so much of what we want, but what was important was what we needed. And so we didn't go outside of our neighborhood or the community, because everything was right there.
Well, and that's the whole thing. It's like you buy things you need, not what you want, when
mm-hmm.
it comes to survival.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
When you're young like me, you think differently.
Yeah.
You know, you just want to have fun. You just want to enjoy life. You want to experience.
Right. I've experienced enough, I guess. You know.
But when you feel like you've experienced enough, then that's when you get serious.
I shouldn't have said that. And I mean, I'm still experiencing a lot of things myself. And because I'm learning, my eyes are waking up. So, but when I told you about
that, I don't see the, see, this way I look at it. I don't see the person to change. I just see their perception changing.
Okay.
And that's all you're doing, is you're changing your perception.
Right. Yeah, and it can happen.
And as you get older, you start to change your perception on how you see things.
Right. Uh-huh.
You put away childish things, just like Jesus said. But in reality, we really don't ever grow up.
Yeah.
It's just like the movie Peter Pan. You know how he says, I'm never going to grow up?
Yeah.
In reality, we don't.
Yeah.
It's just another perception.
Yeah.
We never grow up. We never get old. We never change. All we do is we change our perception.
Mm, interesting, yeah.
That's why a lot of people say, well, they haven't changed much. Well,
yeah.
In your eyes, maybe they haven't, but maybe in their eyes, they already have.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's their perception. Your perception is that they haven't. But when you change your perception, the way you perceive things, and you look in their eyes, then you see things differently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when I told you about, we thought it was, you know, spirits in the house. They weren't bad spirits, but they were watching us a lot. What do you think about? I'm so curious about them a lot. They wasn't bad spirits, but they would show us so much, a lot of stuff on our wall. They would show us things. We could vividly see everything. I mean, and even when I talked to some of the girls or the guys that was growing up with us, they had some of the same problems in that neighborhood.
Well, it's like I say, it depends on how you perceive them.
Mm-hmm.
If you see them as something evil, then they will
be. They wasn't evil at all. They just would show us.
If you perceive them, if you perceive them as something good, then they will be. So it's just how you perceive them.
All right.
I mean, I could change your perception by hypnotizing you and making you think that you're eating an apple, but I can make you think that you're eating an onion. And you know why? Because I just changed your perception.
I see. Okay.
I can do the same thing with the spirit on the wall. I can make you think that they are something very beautiful or something very evil. And all I did was give you a suggestion and I changed your perception.
Right. It can happen, yes. I know what you mean.
So, is it really something that is something that's evil, or is that something that we just make up in our head?
It would be something that you made up in your head.
See?
Mm-hmm.
That's where a lot of people don't understand.
Yeah.
They think it is what it is, and it's not.
Yeah, okay.
It's an illusion.
Yeah.
Everything in life is an illusion.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Just like people can look up into the sky and they think it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Chances are that it's not. Mm-hmm. It's a whole different world than the sky. It's like the ocean. It's a whole different galaxy. But if they could see it for what it is, then that makes them satisfied. But if they can't see it for what it is, then they're not satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's how we got to train our minds, is we got to see past the veil.
Okay.
And the veil was put there for a reason, so that way we wouldn't go crazy.
Right.
Our minds couldn't handle what we would see. Because there's so many different worlds out there that we can't comprehend it.
Yeah.
That's why it's there to protect us.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go into the subconscious mind, you see things differently.
Okay.
And you get past the matrix.
Like I want to write my letter. Like I want to write this letter. I'm going to have to. And I'm like, I've been writing this for now 3 weeks and unable to really just do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very disturbed by that. I hate, because yeah. I think more because I feel like I shouldn't have to. I don't know. I'm just thinking maybe that's why I'm not able to write it down like I should. So knowing that it's very important for me, but at the same time I feel like they're not going to do what they said they was going to do. And that's where the negative thought patterns come into my head. You know, they want me to do something, but I feel like they're not going to go through with what they're supposed to be going through.
Yeah. Well, and then the other thing is learning not to judge. and judge things that you don't understand.
Okay.
Because that sets limitations. Because any time when you make a judgment, it sets a limitation.
Okay.
So you got to learn the difference.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're judging or if you're analyzing. Like, you got to learn the difference between analyzing and judging.
Right. I don't feel like I'm judging, but I must be judging because I'm having this negative thought, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that creates barriers, and that's what creates subconscious blocks. Because remember what the chart says, you have a lot of subconscious blocks.
Mm-hmm. I should have wrote that down because I'll forget it when I get off the phone. I'm telling you.
And so that kind of, you know, that kind of sets limitations.
So, do you see anything about my job?
What do you want me to do?
I want them to do the right thing. You know, by me, I want them to do the right thing.
Uh-huh.
they have caused me a bunch of trauma, and telling you, I don't know sometimes.
Well, then what you need to do is you need to pray to God and tell him that you want them to do the right thing.
Okay.
In your highest good. Because remember, it's out of your control.
It's out of my control. Did you say it's out of my control?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
See, those are the things that we can't control.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when we try to control it, it just turns bad.
Mm-hmm.
Because you want them to do the right thing, but that's something that you can't control. See, this lesson is like people that come to me that say, do a spell, a love spell on this person to make them love me. And I can't even do that for myself. I wish I could.
Yeah,
you know what
no.
I mean?
Yes, I should.
I've been single since I was 16 years old, and I'm already 30.
Oh, man.
Everybody in my family's married but me.
Yeah.
Sure, I would love to have a family. I would love to be married. I'd love to be financially stable.
Right.
But those are the things that are out of my control.
Mm-hmm.
So the way I look at it is you let go and you let God.
Right.
I say, God, show me the things that I need to work on so that I can accomplish those things. You know, and I say to those people that come to me that ask for those favors, I say the same thing, let go, let God. This is your lesson. you know what your lesson is? They say, what? Learning to let go of control. You've been too much in control of your life. Because you're not in control of your life, God is.
Right. Yes.
It's the man upstairs. He's the one that's in control of your life, not you.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you've seen the movie The Matrix, haven't you?
Oh, I did see it, but I can hardly remember it right now.
Remember where Neo went to go see the Oracle?
Yes.
And what did the Oracle tell him?
I don't remember. I just kind of vaguely remember it, the story. I had to watch it. I was, like, forced to watch it. So,
tell you what she told him. She said, you're in control of your own life. You want to be in control. You don't believe any of this fake stuff. And the reason why she said that is because of why. He needs to learn how to let go of control.
Mm-hmm.
And just allow God.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, I can't, you know, if I were to beat myself up and say, okay, all the people that have hurt me, did I allow that in my life? Or was I in control? And a lot of people would say, oh, you allowed that in your life. Now, if I beat myself up over that, then wouldn't that make me in control?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it would. So I tell them and say, that is wrong because I didn't allow that in my life because my higher self knows the difference.
Right.
And I'm sure my higher self wouldn't do that to me. And I'm sure God wouldn't do that to me because God is unconditional love. Why would he send that kind of trash in my life?
Mm-hmm. Right.
It was done to me because it was to show me that I don't have control.
Mm-hmm.
It was done to me to show me that whoever done that to me has a karmic lesson to learn. But I played that role in their lives to show them that lesson.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the difference right there. We don't allow it. We just play a role in their lives. Because we were given that gift to show people to learn those lessons. So those are other blessings that we receive, not just helping your neighbor carry out their garbage.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by garbage is either taking their garbage out or taking out the other garbage by helping them think clearly.
Mm-hmm.
to clear their subconscious. Like you've heard the saying, you know, take out the trash.
Right.
You know? So, you know, so you just got to look at it that way.
Okay. Just change my... You know, I know that
role.
I did... You said what now?
We played a role in their lives. It's like playing a movie. You play roles in a movie. Sometimes you play the role of the victim.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you play the role of the rescuer.
Right.
Sometimes you play the role of the villain.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you play the role of the healer. But how do you want to play your role is up to you.
Right.
And every pathway is a pathway to God.
Mm-hmm.
There is no one-way pathway. There's many pathways to God, but only one way through. So what does that tell you? That tells you to change your perception.
Right, that's what it says.
And I know that's what you're going to tell me. Because I could read your mind. So, how do you change your perception in your situation?
Well, I think I've been trying to think more positive and believing that things are going to work out. And that's exactly what I've been doing, believing it. But then I would start saying to myself, God, why did this happen? And I know it happened for a reason, because I know it's time for me to move on. Do something else. But not this. Why did it happen this way? That's what disturbs me.
Well, that's a good start. You know, and you just got to look at, you know, what you have to change in yourself. And your perspective on things. And a lot of people have a lot of negative programming to work out.
Yeah.
Perception. Because they always look at the negative side of things. They never look at the positive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's always negative this, negative that, you know, and they don't realize that there's a reason behind the situation. you know, why does God put us in these situations?
Because, I don't know, I began to think that I was too content in what I was doing, and he had other plans for me, so I didn't move myself, so he moved me.
But he did it because, he did it because he wants us to learn something from it. And I don't act like I'm a know-it-all. I'm just speaking from words of wisdom. From what I've learned, you know, from other people's practices. And I'm still young and I'm still learning and I'm just like everyone else. But this is just what I perceive, because I've been realizing that people need to change their way of the way they perceive things.
Okay.
And that's really all we have. That is our gift from God, is to perceive the things that we can't change. And I was reading, my friend sent me this message. It was really awesome. It said, the people that hurt us the most are the people who need to be loved the most.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, Lord, help me to accept the things I cannot change. But the things that you can change. Help me to accept the things I cannot change, but help me to realize the things that you can change in my life. you know, and that's so true, because it's like, why am I such in a mess? I can't change the things that I put myself in this mess. But God can change it for me if I believe in Him. So I'm thinking, what is the lesson for me to learn, is to accept the things I can't change? Maybe I was the type of person that was a control freak. And this is the lesson that I have to learn. Because I got myself in a financial situation that I can't get myself out of. And I keep reading that same prayer over and over. Lord, help me to accept the things I cannot change.
Right.
And that always brings tears to my eyes, because I think about it, you know, and when I get in that vibration. Because, you know, you're surrendering it to God. You're giving it up to God, you know. And that's beautiful, you know. It's very beautiful. His creation, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a test of faith is what it is. It really is. It's a test of faith. He's testing your faith right now.
Yeah.
You know?
I can believe that. Yeah.
And it's like a bad tooth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It keeps bugging you and bugging you, and you're like, why does he test my faith so much? You know? He wants to see how far he can push you. That's the whole thing. Because he knows that he'll only give you what you can only handle. Let's put it this way. I did an exorcism when I was 16 years old. There is no way in hell that my sister could have handled that at that age. And a lot of people that did do the exorcism, they're dead now. They committed suicide. So what does that tell you?
Well, it tells me what I already know. I have to change the way I think and know that God is in control and guiding my life.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Why are they dead? Because why? They couldn't accept the things that they can't control.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they're dead. They've forgotten what faith is. That's why when Jesus said to John to come to me, what did John do? He walked past the ocean and he fell. And he said, Lord, please save me. And the Lord grabbed him. Or Jesus grabbed him up. Because he called out to Jesus, you know, he almost drowned, you know. That's us. We're falling on by the wayside. You know, and a lot of people are. Because they've forgotten, you know. But once you remember, you always get reminded. You're always going to get reminded, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He'll make sure of that.
Yeah,
I've been reminded way too many times.
Yeah, I get reminded too all the time. Yeah.
Mhm. And me and my dad are the type of people that remind people because
yeah.
we're the activists.
Mm-hmm.
And there are plenty of times where I have to remind my dad.
Mm-hmm.
Because he grew up with a mother that didn't love him. And it's very easy for him to fall into the matrix.
It's very easy for what now?
It's easy for my dad to fall into the matrix because he had a bad childhood. And he even told me he stayed with my mom so that we didn't have to grow up without a mother. Because he never had one. You see how the past, you see how our childhood and our past, how it affects us?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, listen to the words that he said to me. I stayed with your mother so that way you kids didn't have to grow up without a mother because I already knew what it was like. See the same stories that we tell ourselves in our subconscious? You know, we repeat the past. That's the whole thing. But if you listen to yourself and you tell yourself that over and over, you start believing it. You know, and that's what you need to do. You need to reprogram and stop reliving your past. And that's all it is, just changing your perspective on things. You know, the way you see things. So is there anything you'd like to share with that? Are you there?
Yeah, I am here. I'm here.
Is there anything you want to share with that?
Well, I mean, I've already said that I need to change my way of thinking negatively. Why do I think, I'm kind of curious about me. Why do I think, and I be so right a lot of times? Because look like I saw what happened to me last year, what's happening, with the exception of a few things. Look like I had already saw this. Did I make this come to fruition or what?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
Because you felt, your higher self felt like it was something you had to learn.
It did, wasn't it?
And you felt that it would have been, you felt like it would have benefited you.
Okay. Benefited? I don't know about that one. This is not beneficial to me at all.
Everything is. Everything is beneficial.
Okay, I get you.
Nothing is a waste. You know, just like calling in tonight was very beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
Because now you've changed your perspective. You know, and I'm activating the energies for you. And, you know, everything is, I mean, the information, you know, things that you've learned, things you've experienced, they're all beneficial. Life is beneficial, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's still entities out there, there's beings out there that are still waiting to come here and experience these things, these emotions that we feel, the sadness we feel, the depression, all the things that we feel, you know, these are the things that they want to experience. And we come to that point where we say, okay, well, I'm done. You know, I've learned that all I've learned. I want to go home. Time for me to go home. I'm bored. Just like in the pre-existence, we were bored. We wanted to come here and experience these things.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly what the shaman told me. She said, that's the reason why we're here, you know. And when I started listening to her say that, I started thinking, changing my perspective. It was like, wow, why do I feel so much more happier? I don't feel depressed. I feel more balanced. I don't miss my girlfriend as much anymore, the one that committed suicide.